Crimecast 23.
Basically, the inmate will be strapped to a gurney outside of his cell at approximately 12:01 of the date of the execution. Once that is accomplished, a IV will be hooked up to the inmate. A saline solution will begin to go into his arm or wherever it's hooked to, and the inmate will then be transferred, pushed on into the execution chamber. Once in the execution chamber, the saline solution will be turned off, and he'll be hooked up to the lethal drugs. He'll then give the warden his last words. The warden will signal to the executioners to proceed with the execution. The executioners, there are two, so that they won't know who precisely it is who pushes the button, but they will depress a button on the modular execution machine. The machine chooses one side or the other. And the first drug is sodium pentothal. That should put them to sleep. The second is pancuronium bromide, which will stop his breathing. And the third is potassium chloride, and that will stop his heart. The warden will then signal for the blinds to be drawn. After that, the inmate will be declared dead, and then the witnesses will be allowed to leave. The six official witnesses will go to an area where they will sign the official document.
Suffering is all to me. Master of work, oh.